there are disruptions, and I can understand that people are frustrated. I suppose the situation is that Sligo has received considerable funding in order to undertake significant major roadworks. It's just inevitable that as a result of these roadworks, because of the main thoroughfares that they're on, that there will be disruption. And unfortunately, that's the way it's going to be for a period of time. It's all about improving the overall infrastructure. But unfortunately, in order to do that, there has to be disruption. And we have been speaking in Sligo Chamber to Sligo County Council. We know that they have included significant proposals within the traffic management plans to mitigate the disruption delay in as far as possible. However, unfortunately, there just is no other way around it. There will be delays for an extended period of time while these works are being carried out.
In many ways, it's the price that has to be paid for progress. And at the same time, you would have a degree of sympathy maybe for retailers, for shop owners whose footfall will be affected in this period.
We certainly do have sympathy for them. And we certainly, that's why we had been in discussions with Sligo County Council to try and make sure measures were put in the contract documents with regard to minimising traffic disruption. But as I say, for these works to be carried out and for them to be carried out safely, and safety of construction workers is of the utmost importance, that means that there has to be lane restrictions to enable the works to be carried out, particularly on the new upcoming works that are going to happen from Hughes's Bridge to beyond the Rosses Point Road junction.